AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump is delaying 25% tariffs on many imports from Mexico and some imports from Canada for 30 days, Sagar Magani reports.
It's the second time the president has postponed the import taxes since unveiling them early last month. This move comes after he spoke with his Mexican counterpart.
Wonderful woman.
Tariffs on Canada would be delayed too. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says a broader month-long pause is a promising sign, but says it means American tariffs are still in place, and so are Canada's. Trudeau indicates he expects a trade war with the U.S. for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Europe is responding after the U.S. cut military aid and intelligence to Ukraine, and it's discussing beefing up its own defense. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola.
It is about damn time. This is something that we have been asking for a long time, that the European Union, that Europe is capable of standing up on its own 2 feet.
Jennifer King has more.
In an interview with France Interradio, French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu says France will continue to share sovereign military intelligence with Ukraine and that President Macron has told him to speed up aid packages.
Russie n'est pas une menace.
Lecornu says Russia is accustomed to political survival through external aggression and that Europe must, quote, put our money where our mouth is. I'm Jennifer King.
Hamas is brushing off President Trump's latest threat, reiterating it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Pope Francis is thanking people for their prayers for his recovery from double pneumonia, releasing a pained and labored audio message. And a privately owned lunar lander's touched down near the moon's south pole, but flight controllers in Texas fear it may have fallen over. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks resumed their slide on Wall Street as whiplash over tariffs increased and as AI stars lost more of their shine. The S&P 500 fell 1.8% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 427 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2.6%, finishing more than 10% below the record high it set in December. The stock market fell after President Trump offered another temporary reprieve on some of his tariffs. The latest reversal deepened the uncertainty around Trump's rapidly changing tariff stances. Several AI superstars also fell sharply, giving back more of their gigantic gains in recent years. Seth Sutel, New York.
And more numbers, 21,000 fewer Americans filed for jobless benefits last week. And mortgage rates eased for the seventh straight week, a 30-year now averaging 6.63%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.